This is Bar Promotions with the Bar Down Under, bringing you some of Australia's best blues and roots music with Gillian Jake and Jamie Hanjin.
How are you, Gillian?
I'm fantastic. Yourself?
Oh, I'm feeling very good today.
I'm excited, Jamie. Careful, I'm excited.
Uh-oh. I'm out of here.
I caught this man, Andy Cowan, down at Bridgetown Blues Festival, which is our big major blues festival here down in the southwest. And the best way to describe him is that it was Sunday morning after a huge Saturday night, and I was sitting down the very back with my dark sunnies on and a glass of water. About 2 minutes into his show, I was up the front drinking scotch, and this is why. To all you people out there in sunny California, you've probably seen him on tour over there. And to all you lovely people in Paris, wait, because he is coming and you will love him. That's Jamie coming then, not Andy.
Well, that's Andy Cowan. What about his album? Let's mention the album.
Fantastic album. And he actually, on one of the tracks, has our friend Jeff Atchison.
Yeah.
Yes, on guitar. How fabulous is that?
Isn't it? They can play with anyone. We're very multi-talented over here in Australia.
And we've got that guitarist on the phone right now.
Well, we have. This is Jeff Aitchison from Victoria. He travels around the world, tours in the UK and the USA. He has different bands in each country. And we're going to have a bit of an interview. Hey, Jeff.
Memorable experience in music.
My most memorable.
Memorable?
Probably. I mean, there's been many, many, many of them. Mm. And but probably the winning the Albert King Award in 1995 in Memphis.
Fantastic.
And there's, you know, there's lots of other fabulous things that happened, but I guess that was, for me, like getting my diploma in music. You know, there not being one available for the kind of that I've followed.
Well,
whereabouts in Memphis were those awards held?
That was at a place called the New Daisy Theatre, which is down the bottom of Beale Street.
Okay, I love Beale Street. Did you know the trams that take you, you know, up and down Beale Street, or
yep,
just off, they're all from Melbourne?
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't realise. I
couldn't believe it, how we just sell all our heritage. Yeah.
If you're allowed five LPs, you know, like the old Stranded on the Island question, what albums would you take with you, Jeff?
Oh, look, that's a toughie to answer quickly. I mean, there's so much great music, and I like all sorts of stuff. But, look, I'd pick something by Freddie King, something by Jeff Beck. They're my two favourite guitar players ever. And I'd pick some Nina Simone, some Ray Charles, because they're my favourite vocalist. What have I got? One more. I'd have to take a Soul Diggers record.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Ah, but which Soul Diggers? What do you think of your Perth Soul Diggers band, your latest one?
Oh, look, I play with the greatest guys in the world. Honestly, when we're in full flight at a gig, it can get to a euphoric state.
Yeah, I've been there.
There's so much spontaneous jamming that we do. And every night is different. Those guys are so good. That, you know, when it's on, when we're all connected and on the same
on the money.
Wavelength, for want of a more modern term, it's like a roller coaster ride. You know, that's the beautiful thing about music.
Absolutely. I've seen you play live in a beautiful country town, St. Andrews, numerous times.
Yeah.
And every time was different. And like you said, the connection was brilliant with the crowd and you on that tiny little 3x3 metre stage.
Yeah.
And it was just absolutely mind-blowing. Body soul digging. It was it was soul digging.
That's kind of what the name implies. It's kind of why I picked it. I like digging deep. You know, into you know what you feel, you know, for the moment.
Oh, it's wonderful. So I think that's a good cue to go into one of your songs off maybe the new album.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll play something from the old album a little bit later in the interview. What? We'll play something from one of the earlier ones. My favourite of yours is Getting Evil. It's so destroyed. I'm going to have to buy myself another copy of the cover.
But it's... That was recorded in America, actually. When was that recorded? 99.
No,
and that was with a band I was working with over there. They were a top little band, too.
Whereabouts did you record in America?
That was done in Portland, Oregon. I lived in that little old town for about 9 months.
Oh, well, this show's probably going out to there, so we should say a big hello to all the people over there.
Big cheerio to all the folks in Portland. I haven't been back there for such a long time, and I really miss it.
When was the last time you were over there?
I think I went back in 2001, 2000 or 2001. As part of my I think it was 2000, and I got together with those guys again, and we just did like half a dozen gigs or something.
Okay.
It's just one of those unfortunate things. I'm afraid we just didn't get the breaks.
Yeah. Well, after they hear this song, they're going to want you back there tomorrow.
More than
they
just
were great guys, Timmer and Don and Alex. They're a really great bunch, and I'm just glad that I got to record with them while I was there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hold on to your shoes, because here we have
Jeff Aitchison, and this is off his new album, which is called Little Big Men, and this is the title track, Little Big Men.
You're tired after singing that.
Your fingers are a bit sore.
And he's the biggest. And he's the biggest of the littlest men.
Oh, fantastic. So all up, you've been playing for many years, Jeff. Tell us when you started playing and what age was...
I'm a 1970s kid. So I was, about 10 years old when I started noodling around on the guitar. And I'm in my 40th year.
Oh, happy 40th.
Ah, it's so amazing.
I think about 30 years' worth of trying to play the guitar.
A horse.
Still practicing. I'll get good at it one of these days.
You are good at it, Jeff. You are great.
Extremely modest man, as you can tell by the music yourself. Jeff, another question we've got for you.
Yes.
Name some of the countries that you've toured to. I know it's a big question. A big answer.
Well, it's... actually not that many, because the main touring bases have been America and England, although I have been to Vietnam, Thailand, in Southeast Asia, and in Europe I've played in Holland, Belgium, France. And
did you know this show's going out to Paris as well? So they'll probably be loving this.
Oh, I got to look at Paris last year, 2005, when I was playing at Beauvais, which is north of Paris, but we got a day off where I got on the train and nipped down there, and I only spent about 4 or 5 hours there, but oh man, if you've never been there, it's just the most beautiful city.
Is it the city of romance, like they say?
Well, it was with my manager.
I don't know if we want to hear this story.
Although, you know, there was once or twice I was, I just caught his profile. And
so you didn't actually play there. Next time you go there, you'll be playing there.
Thank you so much for chatting with us today, Jeff. It's been a great pleasure, and it's a great pleasure to play your music, and I'm sure all the countries out there listening are just going to love you. And we are going out with your next song, which is Crazy Horse.
This is Jeff Acheson from his album Little Big Men.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, mate.
Trimmed down was a sky. I'm soaring high above. My eagle wing, looking with my eagle eye. Just like the symbol of freedom. Just like an omen for the brave.
Chilean Jake there. And before that, we had Jeff Aitchison, and great little interview there. Thanks, Jeff, for being there with us on our first show. Chilean, tell us, we know here in Australia that was Bob Patience on keyboard, piano. Who was on guitar there?
On guitar. I actually wrote that song with a few crew out in the goldfields there in the outback in a town called Kalgoorlie, where I spent 18 fabulous years. And that was Kim McGutcheon on lead guitar. That was recorded at Planet in Subiaco here in Perth. And took me a long way. Took me over to Memphis, that song, and all around the place. And I hope to get back there very soon. Thank you.
Unreal. Gillian Jake, who just happens to be our presenter as well. Yay!
I know, so lucky. Lucky.
We got some pretty cool Aussie chicks over here.
I know, and some pretty cool Aussie chicks in America at the moment doing it too.
Oh, there's heaps.
There is. But right now, we're not playing chicks. We've got a hot man to play.
Mark Vine. This is Mark Vine from his album Still Life. He's a local guy from WA here, and he's been in the music business for many moons.
The Moneymakers, wasn't he?
Listen to this. Yeah, Mark Vine and the Moneymakers.
He's going to rock your socks.
This is from his album Still Life. Hot stuff there. Hot stuff by Blue Tongue. And that's not our lizard. We do have one here called the Blue Tongue Lizard, but that was Down at Midnight's, which was a number two up in France there.
Yes, fantastic.
And how did it get to number two over there?
From Bar Promotions. We promote blues and roots from Australia, and we send out to heaps of international radio stations. And if you would like a copy of any of these songs or want to know more about any of the artists, please get in contact with us through our website, which is www.bluesandrootspromotions.com.
Easy. Easy as. All right, cool. We've still got heaps more music coming to you.
Oh, we've got an Adelaide band coming now who've been around since 1963.
Right from the middle of Australia.
Yes, Adelaide is the capital of South Australia, and here we have The Others
off the Hit the Wall album.
We're talking to Jim McClellan from the Blue Shaddy Band, and it's a delight to have you on the show, Jim.
Thank you very much for having me.
And welcome to the Bar Down Under.
This is it. We're sitting in the bar down under. Oh, sorry about
that
accent.
Australian, we're not American. We're actually, Jim, we're sitting up in the beautiful hills in Western Australia. Whereabouts are you today?
I'm actually in Kwinana, the dead opposite place to that.
Oh, do you know what? I went to high school in Kwinana. And I even haven't got a tattoo yet.
Okay, Jim, you're going to have to tell us what have you been doing lately?
Well, lately we've been from one end of the state to the other. We've been from Albany to Galbarrie, 2 weeks, and played everywhere in between.
Okay, and they're towns in Western Australia for all you lovely people out there that don't know. Blue Shady, a huge band in Perth. And we've got a couple of songs of yours that we're going to play today. But first of all, Jim, can I just ask you a couple of questions? And that is, what CD is in your stereo at the moment?
CD in my stereo at the moment is a Hound Dog Taylor album.
Okay.
I don't even know the name of the album. But my drummer just gave me to listen, to. What else have I been listening to? Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
Oh, fantastic.
but that's what's in there at the moment, Hound Dog Taylor. Yeah.
Okay, you have the same sort of energy, even though your music's way more upbeat than Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, but that harmonica sort of traditional blues style. Sometimes I hear that in you guys.
Yeah, you definitely hear those guys, because that was probably the first blues I ever heard. Belly, the harmonica player in Blue Shady, brought that home and had never heard blues before. A mate of his gave it to him, and once we both heard that on the same day, we just went nuts over blues, and he went out and bought a harmonica. And that was the very reason why he plays harmonica, is because of those guys.
There you go.
His licks he plays, if you listen really carefully, you'll hear a lot of those licks are in our music coming through his harmonica.
Jim, you play a lot like Hound Dog Taylor, I believe. I get right into the way that they play.
Yep.
And did you realise that he had 6 fingers on each hand?
Heard that. I've never seen
it. Yeah. Well, I had to look it up, and deeply, I must add, because for many years I've always believed this and not actually known if it was a fact. So it is a fact, and I asked the alligator honcho, and yes, he confirmed that is true, and he toured with Hound Dog Taylor after his finger had been removed. And it's all interesting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if it gave you an advantage. Probably do that extra call.
It would. I need 6 fingers and 2 mouths.
Well, we're going to have listen to you right now. And this one's Don't Want to Die Here, off their album, which is called Walk a Mile, Blue Shady. Yee-hoo!
Here so many years, seen a lot of good times, now cried so many tears. I think it's time now, well I got to move along, hitting up North Lawn where the red earth glows. Don't wanna die here. Well, I don't wanna die here now, 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 now. Don't wanna die here. I don't wanna die here now. Way up north now, where the campfires burn, you can hear that didgeridoo playing all night long. I can feel it, well I can feel it in my soul, yeah. You're gonna leave this city alone. Yes, it seems I got the rule. Don't wanna die here. Well, I don't wanna die here, baby. Well, I don't wanna die here now, now. Don't wanna die here. Living in this city, well, I can't find my way. Gonna hit that roll on, going up north to stay. Every
by now. When you hear the dingoes howl, you can see that campfire burn in the red earth glow. Don't want to die here. Well, I don't want to die here now, 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 now. Don't want to die here. Well, I don't want to die here now, now. Now for so many years, seen a lot of good times, cried so many tears. I guess it's time now. Well, I got to move along, heading way up north now, where the red earth glows. Don't want to die here. Well, I don't want to die here now, 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 now. Don't want to die here. Well, I don't wanna die here now, no. Don't wanna die. Don't wanna die here. Don't wanna die here now.
All right.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That was excellent. Hey, that you ain't heard
uplifting.
Nothing yet. You want to get
very
the album?
Uplifting. So, Jim, where do you see the band going in 2006? Where would you like to go?
For us, we'll be concentrating a fair bit in the eastern states. We're off over there in March. That's all sort of new ground for us. We haven't been over there before, which is sort of good and bad. Lots of people say to me, why aren't you over east? And it's because we've basically booked out permanently in WA. And we've always had enough work here and been able to sort of sustain a living and without having to go too far away from home, although we're on the road a lot in WA. But it's really got time now where we can go over there and I suppose the good side of this is we're an established band. We've got our live show sort of sorted out. You know, we should have after 15 years on the road, so we can go over there with an established act and go and present it to them and not have to go over there as an unestablished act. And
oh, they're going to love you. They're absolutely going to love you over there.
But so long as you come home again.
Oh, we'll be coming home. You'll still be based.
Oh, but we want to take you and all the people listening to you today from Canada and California and Paris will all want to have you over there. So would you like to go to the States?
We'd love to go overseas. That's another thing we're sort of thinking about doing now. We've got to that stage where we would like to go overseas. And
I'll babysit.
Yeah.
Well, you need Sandy, the mother of your child, so that she can play the bass.
She plays the bass. She's back in the band at the moment.
Fantastic.
And there's the odd gig in town where she doesn't play, but all the gigs, most of the gigs, Sandy's back playing, which is great. Wow. We've been taking a nanny, which has worked out really well.
I actually caught you at
Victoria, Victoria, and with the nanny, and it's all come up really well.
Oh, wonderful.
It's going to be a problem, which we didn't know what was going to happen there.
And you know your new song, Wagtail? I'm actually addicted to it. And I live down near Kwinana myself, actually, in Yanjibup. And I live across the road from the bush. And I've got these two little wagtails and they're nesting. And every time I walk across there, they attack me. And they're only like an inch big. They're tiny little birds. And I sit there and I go, Willy, Willy Wagtail. He's dressed in black. And I sing to them. I don't think they like it. But we're going to bring it to you right now. So thank you, Jim, for talking to us today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Yes, and we will talk to you and play you more soon. Bye.
See you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
¶¶ black. He's dressed in white. Spent his whole life flying around, just picking up the things he likes. No one gonna tell him what to do. Little tiny bird with a long back tail flying around, me and you, Mr. Willy Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. He's got a tail that stands so tall. Living in the tree, well, he never does fall. Build a little nest high in the tree. Raise himself a little family, Mr. Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. On the ground, bugs and bees are what he likes best. Find a little spider web and make a little nest. Build that nest high up in the tree. Raise himself a little family, Mr. Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail. Mr. Willy Wagtail.
Bringing you a cocktail of blues.
Into
Well, that was Stormy, and she is from Western Australia.
Country girl.
She's a country girl. I've had a ball here today, Jamie. How about you?
I'm having good fun.
I know. Australian blues always makes me have a good
day. Now, we've got a lot more good stuff coming to you. So if you do tune in every month, then we'll be looking forward to hearing your comments on the website. And we'll be definitely looking forward to coming back on the radio and speaking to you guys, playing you some more Australian blues, original blues music from Down Under. The Bar Down Under.
There you go. Bringing you a cocktail of blues and roots music. And we're going out today with...
Well, we're going to do a lucky dip. Guess what? The girls are punching each other out the back here. So we're just going to put a lucky dip song on for you and play that. No, we're not really.
We're going out today with a Sydney, all the way from New South Wales. Here we come, and we are called Black and Blues is the band. And the song is Desert Honey, and it is off the album Stung. Have a fantastic day.
Have a great time.
Yes.
Come back to Australia.
Yes. G'day.
Or just tune in.
No, we want you here. Come and see us. Thanks, Jamie.